Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Johannesburg had a makeover. It was a little bit of lipstick when the G20 was happening, and it was only certain parts of Johannesburg. Suddenly it looked, those parts looked a little cleaner. Streets were swept. Chaos was hidden. You know when you're having guests over and you shove everything into, well, I'm not saying we do that, God forbid, but because my wife would kill me if I actually said that, but you shove everything into the cupboards and then when they leave, everything just bursts out. I kind of feel that that was Johannesburg, but it never really looked that good anyway, so I'm really not sure who they were kidding. The question, of course, is what does it mean? Does it mean we have the ability to clean it up? Does it mean that we have what it takes? Or does it, the fact that it was only a very small area and small part of it, show that, in fact, we don't? Joining us this morning is Helen Zille. She is the DA's candidate for the mayor of Johannesburg. Helen, welcome. Firstly, I am loving your social media. Your new campaign. I was hoping that you'd be able to speak to us and you wouldn't be doing that whole outsurance traffic thing this morning.
Well, I'm going to have good fun doing all of those things. I mean, the social media part of the campaign is really important because young people don't read newspapers anymore.
100%.
They obviously listen to the radio quite often when their parents are listening to the radio. Mm-hmm. But normally, young people get their news amazingly from social media and from TikTok even.
Absolutely.
So you've got to have a presence there if you're running a campaign.
Well, I think you're doing great. I think it is. It's a lot of fun. And I think it is. And it does. The truth is, I live in the city. I have a short talk show here every day. I didn't know what was going on, for example, at that water reservoir that you filmed at. And I thought, you know, so what you're actually doing is showing us the city that we live in that we don't often get to view.
Yes, exactly. That water pump station, it's a water pump station at the New Brixton Tower. And that is an extraordinary story of money being swept out of the water account for all sorts of other things, including the G20, and particularly for water tankers. I mean, I said that over 140 million had been spent on water tankers when it would just cost 2 million to finish the Brixton pump station.
Wow.
And they said, pouring 140 just into operational expenses of those water tankers, not even into the capital expenditure.
Right.
And so it just shows you the skewed priorities.
Absolutely. Let's talk about that, because the G20 was a magnificent example of skewed priorities. It was irrelevant that it seems to be irrelevant, and it has been, what the residents of Johannesburg endure on a daily basis. But when our visitors arrived, the areas that they were to see needed to be improved. So there's a lot of questions around that. Number one, what does that say to us? Number two, why aren't we more angry? Why aren't we seeing more anger from the residents of Johannesburg? And number three, does that mean that we are actually capable, the city is capable of running efficiently? Let's start with just, and this is speculation, I mean, this is just your view on it. Why aren't residents more angry when we see that? We should be enraged when we see the attention only for visitors.
Well, we should be enraged, but, you know, Joburg residents seem to be punch drunk. I mean, I live in an area where water is scarce, and it is served by the Hurst Hill Reservoir, which has a big crack in it, and which can only be filled to a very low mark because of the cracks in it. That isn't fixed, and, you know, for days, we have no water. It's very good for me to experience that, because I come from Cape Town, where we don't have that. Mm. And I get enraged, and everybody around me in Joburg looks at me as if I'm strange.
Yeah.
Because they live with us every day. And so while I'm getting enraged that I can't have my shower first thing in the morning, they say, come on, babe, you know.
Yeah, this is Joburg.
Fill a bucket of water and wash.
Yeah. Yeah, it's.
And so I've been doing that, but I'm never going to get used to it. I've sworn to myself I'm never going to get used to it. And for most people in the city, water is just number one on their priority list to get fixed.
Yeah, there is no doubt. Let's talk about the fact that Joburg did look a little bit better for a short period. What does this say? Does it say anything about the level of dysfunction?
Well, it does, and it also says about the level of priorities, because a lot of money was swept out of the water account of all things. 4 billion rand was swept out of the water account. No one can tell us what was done with it. But of course, SAMWU took the G20 opportunity to extort 4 billion rand in salary increase out of the city on the threat of disrupting the G20 if they didn't get it. Now, that 4 billion equates directly to the 4 billion swept out of the water account. So I would not be surprised if that is what happened. Now, the G20 was political theater.
Mm-hmm.
A bit of political theater is not bad now and again. It kind of lifts the public mood.
Right.
But to fix the best parts of Joburg, because those were the only parts that most of the visitors were going to see, was a very cynical thing in the context of what I've seen in elsewhere in Joburg.
In terms of the problems that we face, assuming, and please God, you become mayor of the city, what happens? What is your, what are the immediate, what are the first 100 days look like for you?
Well, the first 100 days are going to look like implementing the plans that we have to turn things around. And they won't be immediately visible, obviously. Mm. I'm not one for gimmicks. Maybe we will do one major public visibility drive, like cleaning up. And that is very visible to the public, and that's obviously what the public want. But the fundamental stuff, like fixing the finances, like ring fencing the money for water and electricity and sewerage, etc., getting the finances stabilized, stopping corruption in the billing system, getting the billing system fixed with a proper digital system, all of those things are going to be top priority, and we're going to hit the ground running from day one. I've got a year ahead, and I've already been doing a lot of research with a lot of excellent people, and most of my colleagues know what it is to be in government, and they've been advising me very, very well on where the bodies are buried.
Mm.
And we will start digging up those bodies from day one.
Are you shocked or unsurprised by the level of not only corruption but inefficiency in the city?
I'm deeply shocked. I mean, the city has become an employment bureau for ANC cadres and their families, and it's massively overstaffed in terms of operational budgets. But where the skills are needed, there's often a great lack of capacity, because so many people are employed either with the wrong skills or with no skills at all. And that is a major problem in Johannesburg. It is an employment bureau that employs a whole number of people without the necessary skills. And where the necessary skills are required, those posts are vacant often. Not always, but often.
A final question before we go to news and before we have to leave it, unfortunately. Your message to Joburg residents. If you want them to hear one thing, what is it?
Our message to Joburg residents is, this is the last chance for Joburg, but it can still be turned around. It can still be rescued. We believe in Joburg, and anybody who believes in Joburg will get out to vote next year for a clear change in government and not shackle us with a whole range of tiny parties in which we have to form an unstable coalition. They know what to do.
Helen Zille, thank you as always, and looking forward to seeing how the campaign develops and hopefully translates into success. Helen Zille is the DA candidate for Johannesburg Mayor.